Hi there, it's James Royce with you. Up to 75 Target stores across the country will be closed, with many more to be converted to Kmart's. Parent company Wesfarmers says all 50 Target country stores will go, while 10 to 25 larger format stores will be closed altogether. Dominique Lamb from the National Retailers Association says her main concern is for the workers.
Target have the obligation to ensure that they can redeploy as much as possible, if possible, and I think that that's certainly something that they will try and do where they can. But unfortunately, in these situations, it's often very, very difficult.
New South Wales is the latest state to relax the rules for its pubs, clubs and restaurants. From June 1st, its venues will be able to welcome up to 50 patrons at a time, while South Australia has today allowed cafes and restaurants to welcome up to 20 dine-in guests. Well, first it was beef and barley. Now it's Aussie coal and iron ore that's at risk of being snubbed by China. There are reports out of Beijing that state-owned power plants have been told to stop importing our Aussie product. Well, new inspection regulations have also been introduced for our iron ore imports. But Deputy PM Michael McCormack doesn't believe that China would do anything that would harm itself.
China needs Australia just as much as Australia needs China. And it's a two-way relationship. It's been happening for many, many years, and I'm sure it'll be happening for many more years to come.
And an elderly Sydney woman has become the 101st Australian to lose their fight with the coronavirus. The 80-year-old passed away in that city's Concord Hospital overnight. ARL Chairman Peter Vlandis has opened up about what options were being considered when the season was put on hold because of the coronavirus. He's told News Corp the NRL was at one stage prepared to go ahead with just 10 out of the 16 teams, and says in hindsight, perhaps they shouldn't have paused the season at all.
Look, there was the challenges in relation to the closure of the borders, but I think we could have got around all that. So if there was one regret, maybe we acted too quickly and maybe we should have waited another week to see the infection rates.